The federal government has agreed to a deadline of the end of next year for an endangered species review for wolves in southeast Alaska. The Center for Biological Diversity, Greenpeace, and the Boat Company sued the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service this year, seeking a timely decision on their petition to list the Alexander Archipelago wolf under the Endangered Species Act. The groups filed that petition in 2011. The agency issued what's called a 90-day finding this March, committing to further review of the region's wolf numbers. Larry Edwards is a forest campaigner with Greenpeace in Sitka, and he notes the federal agency has not met timelines for reviewing the wolf petition.
The difficulty is that Congress doesn't adequately fund the Fish and Wildlife Service to process ESA listings. So when you go to court, it's really difficult even to get from a court a good date. So the Fish and Wildlife Service is looking at doing this in 2017, and I think we did fairly well to get this settled and get a date at the end of 2015.
In a settlement agreement filed this week, the federal government agrees to complete a 12-month finding on southeast wolves by the end of 2015. Andrea Medeiros, a spokeswoman for the Fish and Wildlife Service in Alaska.
At that time, we will announce whether or not we believe that it is warranted to list Alexander Archipelago wolf as threatened or endangered under the Endangered Species Act.
The petitioners want greater protection for wolves and their habitat on the Tongass National Forest. They argue that populations are declining and are vulnerable to hunting and trapping pressure, along with loss of habitat from logging on the 17 million acre national forest. In particular, they cite past and future logging on Prince of Wales Island and say wolves on Prince of Wales are in danger of extinction.